Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD, in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck.
Listen.
Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear some information about the new Wembley Stadium. Your task will be to circle a letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you might have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
We're on our way. We are on 22. Hear the roar of the red, white and blue. This time, more than any other time, this time, we're gonna find a way.
Wembley Stadium is a stadium named after the former North London suburb, now a part of the London borough of Brent, in which it is located. It is often referred to as the new Wembley Stadium to differentiate it from the old Wembley Stadium. The stadium is owned by the Football Association and it has only one tenant, England's national football team. However, The stadium is also used for concerts and other sporting events. The legendary old stadium, built after the First World War, was demolished in 2003, and in the same year the construction of the new stadium started. It was supposed to be opened in 2006, but due to delay, it was opened on the 9th of March 2007. Wembley Stadium is the most expensive stadium ever built, at a cost of £798 million. The capacity of the stadium is 90,000 for football and rugby matches, 75,000 seated and 15,000 standing, and 72,000 during athletics events. The rows of seating, if placed end to end, would stretch 54 kilometres. It is the second largest stadium in Europe and the largest in the world with every seat under cover. The roof of the stadium covers an area of over 45,000 square metres, a third of which is movable and rises to 52 metres above the pitch. The arch, with a span of 317 metres, is the world's longest such unsupported structure. The stadium has 26 lifts, 30 escalators, 34 bars, 8 restaurants, 98 kitchens, 688 food and drink service points, and 2,618 toilets. Each of the two giant screens in the stadium is the size of 600 ordinary television sets. There is a statue of Bobby Moore, the captain of the England national football team when they won the 1966 Football World Cup at Wembley, in front of the stadium. Besides football and other sporting events, Wembley Stadium is a great place for music concerts. To mention but a few, George Michael, Muse, Madonna, AC/DC, Coldplay, Green Day, U2 and Metallica have all performed at the stadium. Part of the Wembley complex is Wembley Arena, another great concert and sports venue, which is a separate, smaller indoor arena opposite Wembley Stadium. When lit up on a clear evening, the stadium is visible from a distance of 13 miles away and has a warning light flashing on the top of the arch to warn low-flying airplanes.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
We're on our way. We are on 22. Hear the roar of the red, white and blue. This time, more than any other time, this time, we're gonna.
Wembley Stadium is a stadium named after the former North London suburb, now a part of the London borough of Brent, in which it is located. It is often referred to as the New Wembley Stadium to differentiate it from the old Wembley Stadium. The stadium is owned by the Football Association and it has only one tenant, England's national football team. However, the stadium is also used for concerts and other sporting events. The legendary old stadium, built after the First World War, was demolished in 2003, and in the same year the construction of the new stadium started. It was supposed to be opened in 2006, but due to delay, it was opened on the 9th of March 2007. Wembley Stadium is the most expensive stadium ever built, at a cost of £798 million. The capacity of the stadium is 90,000 for football and rugby matches, 75,000 seated and 15,000 standing, and 72,000 during athletics events. The rows of seating, if placed end to end, would stretch 54 kilometres. It is the second largest stadium in Europe and the largest in the world with every seat under cover. The roof of the stadium covers an area of over 45,000 square metres, a third of which is movable and rises to 52 metres above the pitch. The arch, with a span of 317 metres, is the world's longest such unsupported structure. The stadium has 26 lifts, 30 escalators, 34 bars, 8 restaurants, 98 kitchens, 688 food and drink service points, and 2,618 toilets. Each of the two giant screens in the stadium is the size of 600 ordinary television sets. There is a statue of Bobby Moore, the captain of the England national football team when they won the 1966 Football World Cup at Wembley, in front of the stadium. Besides football and other sporting events, Wembley Stadium is a great place for music concerts. To mention but a few, George Michael, Muse, Madonna, AC/DC, Coldplay, Green Day, U2 and Metallica have all performed at the stadium. Part of the Wembley complex is Wembley Arena, another great concert and sports venue, which is a separate, smaller, indoor arena opposite Wembley Stadium. When lit up on a clear evening, the stadium is visible from a distance of 13 miles away and has a warning light flashing on the top of the arch to warn low-flying airplanes.
Listen. And that is the end of task one. Listen. Task two. In this section, you will hear a story about a lucky lottery winner in New Zealand. Your task will be to complete the sentences with the exact words you hear in the text. Write one word in each gap. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A 4-week-old lotto ticket survived a trip through the washing machine to net $250,000 for its Christchurch, New Zealand owner. The ticket, bought at a supermarket in the city for the July 9th lotto draw, shared the jackpot with three other tickets bought in Auckland, Waitakere, and Hastings. The winner, who wants to stay anonymous, said he found the ticket last weekend after he washed his clothes. I went through the wet clothes and realized I had washed a lotto ticket in the pocket of my old jeans. I figured it wouldn't be worth anything, but I was heading to the city center to buy my groceries and thought I'd check it out anyway. I took it to the counter and the lotto lady told me I had won $250,000. The winner says he's just been getting by in the earthquake-devastated city since February. I couldn't even remember when or where I had bought the ticket, and I'm so glad it survived the washing machine.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A 4-week-old lotto ticket survived a trip through the washing machine to net $250,000 for its Christchurch, New Zealand owner. The ticket, bought at a supermarket in the city for the July 9th lotto draw, shared the jackpot with three other tickets bought in Auckland, Waitakere, and Hastings. The winner, who wants to stay anonymous, said he found the ticket last weekend after he washed his clothes. I went through the wet clothes and realized I had washed a lotto ticket in the pocket of my old jeans. I figured it wouldn't be worth anything, but I was heading to the city center to buy my groceries and thought I'd check it out anyway. I took it to the counter and the lotto lady told me I had won $250,000. The winner says he's just been getting by in the earthquake-devastated city since February. I couldn't even remember when or where I had bought the ticket, and I'm so glad it survived the washing machine.
Listen.
And that is the end of task two.
Listen.
Task three. In this section, you will hear an interview with the president of an American company called Twice as Nice, or TWIN for short. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A. True. B. False. C. The text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Good evening. Our guest tonight in the studio is Mr. Felix Lee, president of Twice as Nice, Inc., or TWIN, a company in Phoenix, Arizona, which does a thriving business in, believe it or not, cloning cats. Is that true, Mr. Lee?
Yes, and actually, you don't even have to wait until your beloved cat dies. We already have clients whose clone lives with its donor.
That sounds very interesting. How exactly does it all happen?
Well, first, your veterinarian must do a biopsy of your cat, remove some tissue from it. This should be sent to TWIN Incorporated, where it is cultured to grow fresh new cells. These new cells are stored in liquid nitrogen until you notify TWIN Incorporated that you are ready for the clone. A cultured cell is then implanted into a female cat, and if all goes well, a kitten is born about 60 days later. The new kitten stays with us until it can be fed with solid food, that is, for about 8 weeks. That's about it.
So the customer gets a new cat that looks exactly like the old one. And how much does it all cost?
Well, a clone of your cat will cost you $50,000. You pay half of the amount, $25,000, before we start growing the new cells, and TWIN Incorporated delivers the kitten to you after it receives the remaining $25,000.
Wow, that sounds pretty expensive to me. I wonder if there are a lot of people who can afford it.
Actually, we are a growing company. At the moment, our facility can handle about a dozen births a year now. But our goal is to produce about 50 kittens and 50 puppies a year. We do not clone dogs as yet, but the company is currently experimenting with them. Interestingly, cloning dogs seems to be somewhat more problematic than cloning cats. Nevertheless, we believe that the company will be successfully cloning dogs in about a year.
Well, it still sounds a bit bizarre to me. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
You're welcome.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Good evening. Our guest tonight in the studio is Mr. Felix Lee, president of Twice as Nice, Inc., or TWIN, a company in Phoenix, Arizona, which does a thriving business in, believe it or not, cloning cats. Is that true, Mr. Lee?
Yes, and actually, you don't even have to wait until your beloved cat dies. We already have clients whose clone lives with its donor.
That sounds very interesting. How exactly does it all happen?
Well, first, your veterinarian must do a biopsy of your cat. Remove some tissue from it. This should be sent to TWIN Incorporated, where it is cultured to grow fresh new cells. These new cells are stored in liquid nitrogen until you notify TWIN Incorporated that you are ready for the clone. A cultured cell is then implanted into a female cat, and if all goes well, a kitten is born about 60 days later. The new kitten stays with us until it can be fed with solid food, that is, for about 8 weeks. That's about it.
So the customer gets a new cat that looks exactly like the old one. And how much does it all cost?
Well, a clone of your cat will cost you $50,000. You pay half of the amount, $25,000, before we start growing the new cells, and TWIN Incorporated delivers the kitten to you after it receives the remaining $25,000.
Wow, that sounds pretty expensive to me. I wonder if there are a lot of people who can afford it.
Actually, we are a growing company. At the moment, our facility can handle about a dozen births a year now. But our goal is to produce about 50 kittens and 50 puppies a year. We do not clone dogs as yet, but the company is currently experimenting with them. Interestingly, cloning dogs seems to be somewhat more problematic than cloning cats. Nevertheless, we believe that the company will be successfully cloning dogs in about a year.
Well, it still sounds a bit bizarre to me. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
You're welcome.
That is the end of task 3.